It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
When someone using their phone or laptop takes a few seconds to execute a smart contract, they are essentially bypassing the legal system, the financial system, the state, and its public infrastructure. In the seconds of a click, a legal document is agreed to, which allows the investor in cryptocurrency to stake and earn, and invest in virtual land to invest and earn. A smart contract is a contract designed with code and cryptography and used on blockchain networks to execute agreements. So if you are any type of Barbadian artist looking to sell your painting or poetry on a global market via blockchain technology, you will need to know about smart contracts. In many other ways, there are intermediaries being bypassed, and blockchain and the law and cryptocurrencies are here to stay. The book Blockchain and Law, which was promoted back in 2018, while several legal webinars on the topic have been held, shows that internationally, attorneys at law have started to come to grips with the fact that technology and math and cryptography are beginning to change their lives. So what are the implications for the Bar Association and its members? And perhaps down the road, what are the implications for their practices? And what about chartered accountants and the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados? And what will money laundering implications be for judges and the police and, of course, the state? In Lex Informatica, we learned that code is law. What this reflects is the fact that internet code is increasingly being used as a means to regulate behavior. Regulators can influence code by exerting pressure on the platforms. So they can influence the code that will influence the behavior of internet users. With blockchain technology, we have Lex Cryptographica, order without law. This is ordering behavior, but not via bureaucratic or state-based rules, but rather via rules that are encapsulated into blockchain-based code. Hence, Lex Cryptographica. At Blockchain Business, we have been reaching out to the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados and the Bar Association to engage them in discussion on blockchain and finance and blockchain and the law. The media does still have an important role in public education, and StarCom certainly does inform and educate. The world keeps changing, and blockchain and cryptocurrency, code and math and cryptography are here to stay. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business interesting and educational, do stay tuned for more, much more, from the StarCom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.